Mallorca and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, a 28-year-old man's been charged with the murder of former MP Anne Widdecombe. She was found at her home on Dartmoor earlier this month after suffering serious injuries. Joshua Kerry from Rotherham will appear in court tomorrow. Head of National Counter-Terrorism Policing Assistant Commissioner Lawrence Taylor says they're still trying to establish what's happened.
Determining the motivation, including any possible political motivation, remains an active avenue of investigation for our detectives. And as with all murder investigations, understanding the why is a key part of our inquiries.
Police say they've had over 800 lines of inquiry over the last week. Andy Burnham's been busy appointing his top team as Britain's Prime Minister. John Healey's the new Chancellor, while Ed Miliband becomes Foreign Secretary. Shabana Mahmood stays on in her home brief, as does Pat McFadden, who remains as Pension Secretary. Yvette Cooper moves to health. The UK's fifth Prime Minister in 4 years is promising to tackle the cost of living and homelessness and build more council homes.
I know people at home are fed up with politics. I hear you. We have not been good enough, and we need to be better. We will be. We will make this moment a circuit breaker for Britain.
And Newcastle fans are laying flowers outside St James's Park following the death of Kevin Keegan. The former England boss was 75. He captained and managed his country and was in charge of the North East club in the 90s. Former Newcastle striker Mickey Quinn's been remembering his friend.
As a Liverpool fan growing up in the 70s, I idolised him. And then we were on the after-dinner circuit a few times. As a man, he had time for everyone. And he'd speak to everyone individually, sign an autograph. He was a proper fella.
Newcastle say he was the beating heart for generations. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Classic hits from the 70s.
It's the 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of the 70s Rewind here on Red Kite Radio. If you just joined us, you're very welcome as well. Where have you been?
I should
Classic Hits.
Red Kite Radio.
Started this hour off back in the disco. Dan Hartman and his Instant Replay. That was his debut hit and his biggest hit, reaching number 8 in October 78, entering the charts. He did follow it up with the number 17, This Is It, and January 79, that entered the charts, and that was it as well for Dan Hartman, just the two hits. And before that, classic from Gloria Gaynor, the big number one. It's the only number one of the 70s, in fact. And it came from 1979, I Will Survive. Sadly, no longer with us, but what a great legacy of disco tunes that we've been left. Let's change it a little bit, shall we? We'll get a little bit more into the rock side of music.
Classic hits from the 1970s.
Red Kite Radio.
The 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Moved on, and morning brings another empty day.
looking at my notes in disbelief there. May 1973, that entered the charts. I didn't think it was that old. The Broken Down Angel, of course, it was Nazareth and their debut hit, reaching number 9. And they followed it up with a number 10, Bad Bad Boy. And would you believe they followed that up with a number 11, This Flight Tonight? But then they broke the sequence and had number 14 with My White Bicycle. There's another great group as well. And before that, the Electric Light Orchestra, their final hit of the 70s, entering the charts in November 1979, would reach number 8. It was a double A-side. Confusion was the main A-side, and the track I played was Last Train to London, which was on the other side. I think I prefer that to Confusion. I get it confused enough anyhow. It's time for the break. After the break, we will have a hit from Smokey, and then we'll have another hit from the Rue Betts, because we lost Tony Thorpe over the weekend, and he was a member of the Rue Betts, doing vocals and guitar.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
107.2 Red Kite Radio.
A breathless drive on a downtown street. Motorbike ride in the midday heat. The dust that hung from the desert skies. Run though we'd run, it still burned our eyes. Oh yes, we may walk on the wild, wild side of life. And our movements traced by a stranger close by your side. And in the shadows of a promise, you can take my hand and show me a way to understand.
So if you think you know how to love me, and you think you know what I need, then if you really, really want me to stay, you got to lead the way. Yes, if you think you know how to love me, and you think you can stand by me, and if you really, really want me to stay, you got to lead the way.
Town. Then we moved out of sight with a silent sound. A beach that wept with deserted waves. That's where we slept, knowing we'd be safe. Now you may think you can walk on the wild, wild side with me. There's a lot I can learn, and a lot that I've yet to see. You know you've got my life lying in your hands. It's up to you to make me understand.
So if you think you know how to love me, and you think you know what I need, and if you really, really want me to stay, you've got to lead the way.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
You call me to tell me goodbye. I told you that I was some other guy. Said that you'd phone when he got home. You told me to tell him that you called. Now you don't have to tell me goodbye. You don't have to hear me cry. You don't have to tell.
Would turn out to be the Roubettes' final hit of the 70s. February 77, it would enter the charts. And we'd reach number 10. And Tony Thorpe, who passed away over the weekend, was guitarist and vocalist with the Roubettes. He died at the age of 80. And he actually sang the vocals on that one. And it was also written by the band as well, and was their most successful hit. that have been written by them. An interesting story about the Rubettes as well. They had a big number one before they had the band. The first hit they had, Sugar Baby Love, was actually recorded by Session Men in the studio. And it wasn't until about a month later they finally got a touring band together to actually go and tour it. And he was one of the original members of that. And he sort of left, I think, in 1979 due to different musical things. You know, they always say that, don't they? but he did go on to have a few solo albums and stuff. Not too au fait with that. Before that, Smokey, their debut hit, got to number three. If You Think You Know How to Love Me, July 1975, it entered the charts. Well, we're going to pop back to the disco, and I got fed up with doing disco stuff because I did a disco for about 17 years. And I got, but this track, I never got fed up with playing.
Romancing, ooh, I'm
big hit of the 70s, the Nolans. They got number three, I'm in the mood for dancing. No, I'm not. Quite happy sat here playing the music. You can dance if you like. December 79 entered the charts, their debut hit, which was called Spirit, Body and Soul, only got to number 34. You know what? That's a track I don't ever remember actually playing. I'm going to have a dig that out, see if I've got it in the collection at home, and have a listen to it and see what it was like. Before that, Detroit Emeralds, and originally it came out in February 73, entered the charts, Feel the Need in Me, and it got to number 4. I think there were some remixes and some re-recordings over the years as well. And interesting track coming up next. Would you believe this guy was actually a recording engineer in the studios and actually recorded some of the Beatles stuff before having a career of his own?
Monday night is 70s night on Red Kite Radio with Donald McFarlane.
Another one of those one-hit wonders, getting through a few of them this evening, and that's not a bad thing. It reached number two, Janet Kaye and Those Silly Games. This reminds me of the World Cup. Had a few silly games there, didn't we? A few silly decisions, but quite a good game on the Saturday night. And June 1979, that entered the charts. Before that, quite a different voice, wasn't it? Hurricane Smith, and he got to number two with his debut hit, Don't Let It Die. And June 1971, that entered the charts. Yes, he was a recording engineer originally, and did record some of the Beatles sessions. And it's quite amazing to go on to do your own career eventually, I guess. Look at that, it's time for another break, and I think I'm due another drink as well. And then we'll change the sort of genre a little bit.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Some radio stations only play around 500 songs. Some radio stations play around 3,000 songs. Here at Red Kite Radio, we play almost three times as many songs as that. Red Kite Radio, real local radio with more music variety.
Get ready to turn back the clock every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. with the 90s Rewind Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From Britpop to dance anthems, from R&B jams to alternative rock, I've got your favourite 90s anthems covered. Relive the magic of a decade that defined music, culture and style. Join us for the ultimate throwback every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Red Kite Radio 107.2. It's the ultimate blast from the past. Don't miss it.
For Tame, Haddenham and Alswick.
Red Kite Radio.
Called you so many times today, and I guess it's all true what your girlfriend say. You don't ever want to see me again, and your brother's gonna kill me and he's 6'10". I guess you call it. Another day when nobody listens to a word I say.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Dave is on the road again, wearing different clothes again. Dave is turning handouts down to keep his pockets clean.
Song that one, the final hit from Manfred Mann's Earth Band of the 70s. May 78 entered the charts. Davies on the Road Again. And they got to number six, and they did a cover version of Bruce Springsteen's Blinded by the Light, which also got to number six in 76. And they started off with Joybringer, which was a classical type cover, and it got to number nine in 1973. Not bad, three top 10 hits. Before that, a bit of an odd track from The Police, Can't Stand Losing You, and that was actually a re-release. It entered the charts in July 1979 for The Police and got to number two. It had been originally the single before Roxanne, but they had problems with the BBC not playing it as usual. They thought it was very depressing, and also they didn't like the cover of the single, so it didn't get played much. So when Roxanne got to number 12 in 79, they decided to reissue Can't Stand Losing You, and it would get to number two. So it seemed like a good decision. Wow, rapidly running out of time, and I don't know where the time goes. It just seems to disappear.
Thank you.
Phonics and Ready or Not. Well, Ready or Not, I've got to say bye-bye. Thanks for keeping me company this evening on the 70s Rewind. And hope you've enjoyed the show. And I'll be back a little bit later with the weekday wind down. You take care of yourself. Stay tuned for some music from the musicals. That's coming up next. Bye for now.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.